Good morning, citizens of Tuscaloosa. This is Jacob Summers, the radio news director from 90.7 The Capstone. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news from the UAA campus. We apologize for interrupting your regular broadcast, but there is breaking news here on 90.7 The Capstone. Ladies and gentlemen, the dead are rising in Tuscaloosa, more specifically on the formerly picturesque campus of the University of Alabama, which is now a feasting ground for the undead. It is unknown how exactly the outbreak began, but sources tell us that the first victims were students enrolled in Sean Hode's English 311 Special Topics in Literature class. Ironically, the special topic in which they focused was zombies, specifically in film and literature. An anonymous insider has told us that the unconventional Hode is said to have unleashed the contagion upon the students moments before they were to fill out their instructor evaluations at the end of the interim term. Professor Klaus von Freier in the Department of Abnormal Psychology and Medicine told WVUA that the outbreak could have been started for many different reasons, including a viral infection carried from an unknown location overseas to the United States, but he is uncertain how someone like Hode could have found access to the disease. Von Freier said, though, that he doubts there is any medical explanation for the outbreak and insists on citizens dismissing reason and logic regarding the origin of the illness. Instead, Von Freier said that people should now only worry about their safety as well as that of their families. Professor Von Freier also insisted that the only appropriate term for the undead creatures is zombie, even though the term represents fictional creatures found only in film and literature. And now, we go live to our reporter, Thomas Valentine, in the field.
Thanks, Jake. Really can't say that I can believe what I'm seeing here. This Sean Hode is, I don't know, he's some sort of hell servant incarnate here. I'm keeping my distance as best I can. They are a slow-moving bunch for sure, but anyone who's come into contact with him has been absolutely ripped to shreds. It's just madness, Jake. I just can't believe what I'm seeing here. Everything that you would ever expect from the term zombie is happening here. These things are covered in blood and just completely vicious, and it's just dripping out of their mouths. Some of them have their own intestines hanging out.
Well, Thomas, what, if anything, are university officials doing to contain this crisis?
I haven't seen any that aren't participating in the madness. It seems as every UA official that's come into contact with them so far has joined their ranks. How are things in the studio there, Jacob? Any reports of zombie...
Things in the studio are fine right now, but we have been advised to issue an alert to the surrounding area of Tuscaloosa. If you are on or near the premises of any university location, you must find shelter or other safe passage away from campus. The area is infested with flesh-eating corpses who seem to have no remorse for tearing apart the bodies, intestines, spleens, and brains of the living. What you should remember, though, is safety first. If your homes are empty and free of zombies, get there as soon as you can and lock your doors, board the windows, doors, and whatever opens, and stay put until further notice. Keep your radios tuned to 90.7 FM. Just for those who are unaware, here are a couple of safety notices to stay alive. Shelters around the Tuscaloosa area, free of the infestation, include the following. Coleman Coliseum, the Student Recreation Center, Walmart on Skyland Boulevard, St. Flanagan's Catholic Church and Activity Center, the Bema Theater downtown. Bryant-Denny Stadium is not, I repeat, not a safe location. Good morning, once again, citizens of Tuscaloosa. This is Jacob Summers from 90.7 The Capstone. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news from the UA campus. Once again, we have one more notice for those in the Tuscaloosa community. Stay indoors and defend your location from any of these things. If at all possible, get your hands on a copy of Max Brooks' Zombie Survival Guide to further understand the situation if we find ourselves in the midst of a Class 3 or Class 4 outbreak. Our field correspondents, Ben Flanagan and Tommy Valentine, are live on the scene with a more first-hand look at what's being called a full-blown zombie invasion. Tommy and
Hello. Ben. Hello, Jake. We're sitting at the center of the activity now seems to be centered around Denny Chime. I'm, again, keeping my distance. I'm on the President's Mansion lawn. I don't seem to see any other of these things on his lawn. It's possible that the President's Mansion is on holy ground. I really, or hallowed ground, I don't see how President Witt could swing that exactly, what with his current connections. But the zombies are definitely centering around Denny Chimes at this point. I have to say that the most horrifying facet of this whole thing is the fact that they look so passive and harmless, except for the blood and spilled guts. They seem just like possible car accident victims until they are approached by anyone not part of their cellular structure, not part of their group, and those people are just severely maimed into pieces, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. Just avoid them at all costs. Help no car accident victims if they look that way. Just because someone's guts are spilling out is no excuse to help them at this point, at this time, in this town.
All right, Tommy. Anything from you, Ben?
Yeah, this is Ben Flanagan here. I'm at the Ferguson Center. This place is overrun by these creatures. Bodies are everywhere. I've just walked out of the food court, and there are countless bodies, hundreds, blood, heads, intestines rolling everywhere. Any sign of authority, any sign of police activity has deserted the Ferguson Center area as these creatures have completely taken over. The structure is nearly, it's almost up in flames even. There are fires from on each end of the building. But survivors are running around aimlessly, but there's really no hope for anybody. I'm actually on the second floor right now where the creatures have not, they have not come up this way, so I'm trying to find as safe a ground as I possibly can. But it won't be long, I'm afraid, until these one of these undead creatures finds me, so I'm trying to go to as many areas as I possibly can. But if I go up to any higher ground, it's going to be it for me. So when I get any more information, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. But again, police activity, any sign of authority, or the Ferguson Center staff has been taken over. They are now undead and walking around. They are also eating people. Brains are covering the floor of the Ferguson Center. This is not a place to come, people. This is not safe ground, no matter what you might have heard. I don't believe we broadcasted it, but the Ferguson Center is not a place to go. Bodies are everywhere, and the undead creatures are feasting on their flesh. No joke, do not go to the Ferguson Center.
If you run into any relatives or friends, make sure that they are capable of communication. Be suspicious of everyone. Don't give anyone an inch close to you. And I'll get back to you, Jake. I'm going to have to start running. They started moving a little bit faster.
Jacob, this is Ben Flanagan. Can you hear me still?
Yes, I can still hear you.
I've got one quick announcement. I've just gone down to the Ferg lobby, and there's a sign in the box office that says the movie tonight has been canceled. So anybody that was planning on going to the movie to the Ferg, do not go. It has been canceled. It's likely due to the zombie infestation, but you can't be sure anyway. But again, the Ferguson Center is, as far as I'm concerned, off limits to anybody who has not been infected by the virus or outbreak.
All right, Ben, and as far as we know, there was an orientation there today. Is there any status on the incoming freshmen? How many were evacuated, if any?
I see lots of Bama-bound shirts and bags around several of the bodies. It looks as though parents are also lying next to their children, and it won't be long before these bodies reanimate. But it seems that the Bama Bound session has, there have been some hitches. I'm not sure. I have seen some Avantes running around. They're actually the faster of the undeads, the cadavers that can move the fastest. There's lots of enthusiasm from these Avante zombies. And you need to keep away from Avante zombies. If you see them wearing Bama Bound Avante t-shirts, stay away.
Ben, Tommy Valentine, 90.7. Can I ask you, have you seen any instances of parents devouring their own children?
There have been. In fact, right in front of me, there is a newborn child who, you know, wasn't part of the freshman orientation, but one of the parents who had brought the newborn child as well was being devoured by one of the freshman parents. And as I look right now, I'm actually standing in the staircase. I do see a parent eating what seems to be their incoming freshman child, who has just signed up for registration in the College of Engineering. It's truly a disgusting sight. I cannot stress the amount of danger that surrounds this location and this structure, and it would be wise for me to move along as well. I'll have more later.
Jacob, I was going to try to get some information for you on this subject just so that I can, regard my own safety while I'm out here. You seem to have a lot of information on how this event started and the nature of them with you, scientific reports and sure. There's a really, really hot zombie nurse out here, and I was wondering if it would be advisable to give her my number. I'm probably going to do it. I'm very desperate, and she is a nurse.
Once again, citizens of Tuscaloosa, as we have more news from this breaking zombie invasion, we will get it to you. In the meantime, keep your radios tuned into 90.7 FM and tune your televisions to WVUA7 for more updates.
Jacob, it's a disaster area still here at the Ferg. I'm on the third floor now. As far as I can tell, I'm in a safe area. I'm in a locked area where it's just me and a few tables and chairs. It's a storage room, I think. But the stench is unbelievable. The dead bodies and carcasses are already rotting, and as far as I know, they are probably up and walking and reanimated now and have turned into the undead. It's an unbelievable sight, and I'm sorry to have ridded myself of seeing anything downstairs, but I feel like it's for my own safety. One thing I can tell you, if Tommy hasn't already told you, to kill these things, you have to put one in their head. Shoot them, use a blade, do something, but their brain must be destroyed, much like they destroy humans and wish to destroy them. Use something to hurt their brains and destroy them absolutely. You can use a baseball bat, a crowbar, a knife, any kind of yard tool. Just make sure you penetrate the skull and destroy the brain. If you penetrate their body, destroy their organs, their hearts, their intestines, their stomach, that will not do anything. You have to kill the brain. You can either smash it in with a crowbar. It works effectively. A baseball bat is just as good. Samurai sword, if you have that on hand, I'm not sure where those can be located in the Tuscaloosa area, if you wanted to spike through their eyeball into their brain area or chop their head off completely so their teeth are away from their body. Their bodies will not be animated anymore. Tommy needs to get out of there as soon as possible. I highly recommend leaving the Ferg. I am trapped up here. So if there's any kind of air help, regarding helicopters, if they're flying through the air, if you're listening now, I will go to the roof of the Ferg as fast as I can. But I'm afraid there's no other way out. But as far as destroying the brain again, any kind of firearm will do. Preferably maybe a handgun, pistol, or 12 gauge. That usually gets the job done. But I would say that the baseball bat is probably going to be the most accessible. If you can go aluminum, by all means, metal is better.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Tuscaloosa, this is Jacob Summers, the radio news director from 90.7 The Capstone, and we are back live with the zombie invasion happening on campus. Our reporter Ben Flanagan is in the field. Ben.
Yes, I'm here, Jacob. I'm pretty sure I'm safe. I've locked myself into a storage room that is, I believe it's locked. I'm surrounded by chairs and tables. I don't really have any kind of weapon that's very useful. I have a broomstick, and that's about it. But as far as I know, the zombies are still crawling throughout the Ferguson Center area. It's completely infested. No police activity. No medical attention to anybody that might have been bitten or torn apart by the zombie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost our field reporter, Ben Flanagan. We are not certain of if he's alive or not at this time, but we will get back to you as soon as we know anything further on the campus zombie invasion or on the status of our field reporters.